With KAZU News, I'm Doug McKnight. Cities along the Monterey Bay are full of seafood restaurants, but what ends up on your plate can often come from another part of the country. The Monterey Bay Fisheries Trust wants to change that by breathing new life into Monterey's commercial fishing industry. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Scott Fossmark opens the metal gate to the Monterey Municipal Marina. He's wearing a black baseball cap with a logo for his business, Fossmark Fisheries. It's a sunny winter day on the waterfront. We walk down a ramp that leads us to the rows of white sailboats, each tightly tied to the dock with rope. It's a beautiful scene, but Fossmark seems almost homesick.
This whole harbor used to be completely filled with commercial fishing boats. I can remember coming down here with my grandfather and having him unload his salmon right here.
Fossmark is a fifth-generation commercial fisherman from Monterey. He grew up on his parents' boat, pulling an albacore at just 6 years old. But now, his boats are up in Oregon.
I'm sure a lot of people are probably scratching their heads. Why are there no fishing boats here? Well, you know, the fish stocks were challenged.
20 years ago, the federal government declared many of the popular species caught off Monterey, like rockfish, overfished. This limited the number that could be caught. To help the fish recover, what's called the Catch Share Program was created. It requires fishermen to own fishing rights, which are expensive and hard to get. Many local fishermen got priced out by bigger companies with deeper pockets.
They left Monterey, they went up to the Pacific Northwest.
Then in 2014, the nonprofit Monterey Bay Fisheries Trust formed to support smaller local fishing operations. It currently has rights to fish about 6.5 million pounds of groundfish, which it leases to local fishermen at a discounted price. Sherry Flummerfelt is the executive director of the Fisheries Trust.
Having access to fishing rights is one piece of a much larger puzzle.
She says another piece of the puzzle is the buyer, because when the boats left, local restaurants, stores, and cafeterias had to form other relationships with other suppliers. So the Fisheries Trust is working to restore the local fish supply chain. It plans to develop a fish hub with support from the City of Monterey and the Monterey Bay Aquarium. The fish hub could one day mean a central location to connect sellers and buyers. For now, it's starting out with the fish hub's newly hired supply chain manager making phone calls.
Working with the fishermen, working with the restaurants or the chefs, working with the larger buyers that might supply to hospitals or prisons, and trying to reconnect those players with each other.
Players like Passion Fish Restaurant in Pacific Grove, which supports KAZU. In the kitchen, Chef Ted Walter grabs a big stainless steel bowl and cracks eggs into it.
This is going to be a mushroom risotto custard. So we use this with our scallops. We get Maine scallops.
Walter says they used to get a lot more local fish.
So much of it has to travel now. I'm not getting it from close by for a lot of what we're serving. That's unfortunate.
That's why Walter supports this idea of a fish hub.
From the viewpoint of a restaurant, if you have a great local fresh product and you said, hey, we just brought this up today, I think you're gonna get a lot of people that are gonna be excited by that.
But he's concerned about how consistent the supply would be. And he says there would need to be a competitive price in order for him to cut ties with the suppliers he's already working with. Fisherman Scott Fossmark has his own concerns. He says Monterey's marina and harbor would need more infrastructure, like a large-scale processing facility.
There's no ice house here. Cannery Row is not there anymore. So it becomes a little bit more challenging because all of the other things that we need, you know, everything would have to be brought in.
Monterey's harbor and the Fisheries Trust hope to do that with the fish hub. Fossmark says if all the pieces of the puzzle come together, then he would bring his boats back down here. And it would be a dream come true.
I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know where the future is going, but maybe we'll get back to that and have more of a fishing presence here. I'm optimistic. I would love to be able to bring the boat back here, for sure.
If this idea is successful in Monterey, the Fisheries Trust will move on to developing the program in Moss Landing and Santa Cruz. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.